New from Kaiser Chiefs on KX93.5 Laguna's only FM. I'm Tyler Russell on a lovely Monday morning in Laguna. We are just coming off of our big fundraiser this weekend. We have in studio somebody that helped us in a huge way and now has her own event this coming weekend. Wendy Potter is here. Hello, Wendy.
Good morning, Tyler.
And I barely even need to introduce her because if I say the name Wendy Potter, if you've lived in Laguna for more than a year, you probably know who she is, and she's here with us. Wendy, what year did you graduate Laguna Beach High School?
1978.
And you now help organize what is going to be the all-class reunion this weekend, this Saturday. And how are you involved with the Alumni Association?
Well, Amanda Horton and Heidi Weingard, the last few years, have been running the association with many people in the past. And I told Amanda, when you're ready and you want to retire, I will look into taking over. And so I rallied Mike Mariner and Dee Dee Westgard and Molly Merchant and said, and Dave McDonald, and said, hey, let's keep this Alumni Association going. So we got us together and we all kind of voted ourselves in. And
yeah.
So now I'm the new president of the High School Alumni Association.
Congratulations. Well done voting yourself in as president.
Well, it helped with everyone. Yes. We all kind of decided to do it.
But so tell us what's going on this weekend. On Saturday is an all-class reunion and picnic. The details you've probably seen on Facebook if you're a Laguna Beach High School alumni, because it's on the closed group. But for those not yet familiar, what is it?
Well, every year we have an all-class reunion picnic. And it started out, you know, kind of small. Everyone would gather at Heisler Park. And through the years, it's developed to get bigger and bigger, because obviously every year we get more and more alumni. And you know, thank goodness for social media and Facebook, we are able to post it, because many students and many alumni did not even know about it. So we're really just trying to get the word out. And it's a great, great time for young to meet old and old to meet new, and breakers and artists. We're all there. And it's just a great, great day. And you really see how special the alumni is, and being from Laguna, and how we all gather, and our sisters and brothers and parents and grandparents who all went to Laguna Beach High School, we all gather on that day, and the stories that are told. It's a really special day, and it's a way for the alumni to give back to the association.
Yeah.
We provide hot dogs, and this year, Gnarly Q, Dee Dee Westgard's husband, who they own Gnarly Q, they're going to provide hot dogs, and we're going to have coleslaw and cake, and we just give back to the association. It's just a really fun, fun day.
So what time and where on Saturday?
It's at the bottom of Myrtle Street at Heisler Park from 11 to 4 p.m.
Okay, and should people RSVP or anything like that?
At this point, no. People just show up. I mean, we're going to have plenty of food, and if you can even come for an hour, come for all day. You know, bring your friends and family. It's not just for alumni, but the majority of us are alumni. And I must say, I am going to let you know that it is free. You know, we do like donations, and the donations go towards scholarships. And we will be having artists, t-shirts, visors, for sale, sweatshirts, hats, you name it. So be sure and bring some money along, and all the money goes towards the association. And that's really what we're about, is yes, you do pay dues every year, and that money goes towards scholarships of students that went to Laguna High, either your kids or your grandkids or great-grandchildren. And over the years, since we got started in 1993, we've given over probably at least $60,000.
Wow. And so it's generations of Laguna Beach High School alumni, whether you graduated in 1967, maybe, and your kids, your grandkids, they are eligible to receive a scholarship from you guys.
Absolutely. And cool. That's what makes it really special, is this year I've gotten to read over 20 letters that the kids, you know, won for the scholarship. And they have to write a letter about their parent or grandparent that went to Laguna.
Great.
And so me being this generation, I knew most of
the
parents
they
were talking about in their letters. And that's what's really exciting, is that we're going to be giving approximately 4 $1,000 scholarships this year.
And how do they apply? How do they send that letter in?
They send it to the Scholarship Foundation at the Laguna Beach High School.
Oh, so they do it through the high school?
Yes, it's all done through the high school. And June 6th at the Honors Convocation, we will be giving away those 4 $1,000 scholarships.
Okay, great. Again, Wendy Potter in studio with us this morning, the new president of Laguna Beach High School Alumni Association. all-class reunion this Saturday, pretty much all day at the bottom of Myrtle Street at Heisler Park. And I think it's cool. You have with you a couple relics from Laguna Beach High School. What are those yearbooks?
Yeah, these are yearbooks from class of 1937 and 1938.
Amazing.
And going through here and recognizing some of these names and, you know, Doc Blackadder and Brennan McClellan and John Chamberlain, who's Mike Mariner's uncle, Brownie Sinclair. I mean, some of these names and people just go way back in these pictures. It's very, very special, and I will be bringing these Nautiluses to the picnic and seeing some of these great pictures.
Cool. I'll post a couple of them, pictures of them to Facebook this morning, because they really are. They're relics. I mean, they're pieces of history, and I think it's really neat.
Yeah, I would like to read one thing by Jack Goff. This is in the 1937 yearbook, Laguna by the Sea. This is epitomizes Laguna and Laguna Beach High School. I would like to be an artist and paint about the seas. I'd like to paint the winding hills and sketch the seven seas. An artist of Laguna Beach, how good it sounds to me. An artist of the mountains, plains, the rivers, and the seas. I wonder if there is a place could be more home for me. I doubt there is another place like Laguna by the Sea. I mean, I just read that and I said, I got to read that today.
You know what's so great about that too is our town really hasn't changed. You know, I mean, in ways, sure, but the spirit of it since 1937 remains the same.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's, you know, these kids that are graduating and the younger kids from junior high, until you have your 10-year reunion, you don't really get it. I mean, you just want to get out of Laguna. You want to get away from here. You want to get away from your parents. And that's all good. And I didn't get it either. But when you come back to that first 10-year reunion, mm-hmm. you go, wow. And you start seeing friends. And then you start having, then you get married and have babies. And then you kind of spread apart for a while. And then all of a sudden, back in your 40s and 50s, when your kids are gone and you start coming to these reunions, oh my gosh, it is just so special. And every year, you know, most classes have an annual 10-year reunion. But like our class of 78, we make a 5-year, 35th year, 25th year, because we just want to get together.
Yeah.
And, you know, not as many come as like in our 30th year that will be coming, but it's just really special.
Cool.
And we're just really happy.
Tell us about the website that's coming up for you guys. What will it be?
Yes, it is going to be LagunaBeachAlumni.com. Please don't go there yet. It's not up. It's still in the process. We hope to be launching it this week. But iSight, which is a web design in Laguna Beach, Paul McManus, who's a fellow alum, and Mike Borges, they own it. They do the school. They do over 1,000 schools of health and nutrition, and they're taking on the Laguna Beach alumni website design for their first one, and who knows what will happen in the future. But working, Mike Mariner has been a huge help to me because he understands computers, and they've got some great computer techs, Manny Morales, and I can't thank Paul Mariner and Mike Borges for all their help. And we have another alumni, Sally Ann Duke, who's helping us. And it's just really, really exciting, the possibilities of this website, because we're going to be able to promote the Alumni Association, gain more money. You can just go online. We're going to post pictures. We're going to do some videos of the people from the alumni. We're going to start videographing at the picnic this weekend, and we're going to be putting them up on the website, so you'll get to see pictures. The potential is just really, really big and really, really exciting for the future of the Alumni Association. I really want to grow it to be something special.
Great. Well, if anything, people should support this weekend to start. Anything you buy this weekend, any money you bring to donate, again, goes to a scholarship of a future Laguna Beach High School alumni kid or grandkid, and you're helping just support Laguna Beach education for years to come. Wendy Potter is the president of the Alumni Association, and Wendy, of course, the whole town thanks you for everything you do in Laguna. I mean, you're everywhere at everything, and you helped us this past weekend, and we couldn't be more appreciative, so thank you.
Thank you very much.
Did we leave anything out?
I think that's it, and we'll see you all on Saturday.
Okay, thank you, Wendy.
Thanks.
We're KX93.5, Laguna's only FM.